I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy caused record-setting storm surge flooding in New York City. The devastating event prompted city officials to invest in protecting the city from future storms.
What we see is that people tend to prepare for extreme weather after they've experienced extreme weather.
But Aaron Coughlin de Perez of Tufts University says that as climate change causes more extreme weather, cities should not wait for that kind of terrible wake-up call to get prepared. In a 2025 study, she and co-authors used climate models to identify possible but never-before-seen events across several cities. For example, in Montgomery County, Alabama, models show that a future heat wave could reach almost 110 degrees, and an early spring storm could drop more than 8 inches of rain in a single day.
The goal of this modeling is to try to show people, here are examples of events that you probably want to prepare for, and try to help with that imagination of how the event could unfold and what we need to do to be ready in advance.
She says if people use past disasters as their guide for what to expect,
then we're driving forward while looking in the rearview mirror.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Two, Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. That was Marva Whitney with Unwind Yourself, a song about a woman seeking freedom and personal space and self-expression. It was released in 1969, and it came out of Kansas City, Missouri. We've got an exciting show planned for you this week. Music from Jerry Cinnamon, and that's like the spice, cinnamon spice. I have a hard time with that word. I don't know why, but we're going to play a song called Sometimes. The Tragically Hip are on the show from their amazing seminal record, Ahead by a Century, from Trouble at the Hen House. I remember when that came out the first time. I was playing a battle of bands at the Masonic Temple, and I think we came second or third, but anyways, we had an after party, and it was the day that the Hip released that song at midnight, and we listened to it over and over and over again. Really cool stuff. Leon Bridges and Shaboozy are on the show with Burn It Down. This is a brand new collaboration between the two superstars, and Shaboozy's got a record called The Outlaw Cherry Lee and Other Western Tales. It's from this record, and it also features a lot of other artists. It's a cool record from this wonderful Arkansas artist. William Prince from Manitoba. He is a two-time Juno Award-winning artist, a good friend, and he is joined by Nathaniel Rateliff on the song Change, which was produced by Boy Golden. Here it is on the jukebox.
For 3 days in October, an uninvited winter shut the reservation down. Wind is creeping in through the cracks in the door, 'cause nobody's lived inside a house on this piece of land before. They brought in the brushers, cut down the marshmallow trees. One more house, one more family. The only thing that changes is the change itself. The way it keeps you down and for how long. Kinda makes you thankful for just how hard it ain't on the good days and the not so good between. All these good days and the not so good between. There was a boy who lived all the days he could. Died so young, the whole town never understood. Late on the highway, a trailer with no brake lights stalled. Spared the father, but his only son was gone. We sewed black patches to our jerseys in the fall. Never saw his mother's face again. Changes is the change itself. The way it keeps you down and for how long. Kind of makes you thankful for just how hard it ain't on the good days and the not so good between. The only thing that changes is the change itself. Down and for how long. Kinda makes you thankful for just how hard it ain't on the good days and the not so good between. All these good days and the not so good between.
way worse. You buried all your secrets under 6 feet of dirt. Even angels want revenge, girl, go get it, you don't gotta lie.
Hey, this is Joe H. Henry, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
disappointing, just getting me down.
Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The bitter taste. Black on gold.
There's a million ways to die. Should have left me way back. Should have left me way back by the roadside. It's a bitter taste.
I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and that was Billy Idol, the legendary rocker, and the song Bitter Taste from the Roadside EP, which dropped in August of 2021. It's a really cool little EP that you should check out. He hasn't lost his touch in one iota. Shad is on the show, and joining Shad is the wonderful Shanti Khan with the song Happiness.
Hey, this is Shad, and I would like to request that you play Happiness on the jukebox. This is a song I put together with my live bandmates, my DJ T-Lo, Max Zapersky, who plays keys for me on stage. And we had a day off in Vancouver, so we went to Max's studio. And I just started playing a couple chords on guitar. I don't actually remember what they are anymore. My DJ quickly put down some drums. Max hopped on the synth bass and was just kind of ripping this nice line. And yeah, it kind of turned into this groove and this feeling that I really like to write to, because it's warm and it's kind of nostalgic and it's kind of playful. But also there's room to go in a lot of different directions lyrically, from sort of positive to talking about some of the challenges and the hard things in life. And that's what I really like to do in a song and in an album. So I hope you dig it.
Still not broke yet, but couldn't get a cosign of my own debt. Still, I always gotta gamble my career. Gotta lead by example, far as handling the fear. Over the years, though, do take a toll. Make you wanna skip taking the risks and take control. But I don't know, I find comfort in the obstacles. Only care to try it if it's something that's impossible. Like forgiveness, imagination, love. If the myth is old and the subject's inexhaustible. A lot to lose now, not a lot to prove. The point's not the top, the goal's to get to choose. It's who can stop, not who's been making moves. Who can deal with defeat, take off socks and shoes. I mean, who can be naked, see hatred, fall in love. Love that will lead to some pain, humiliation, face.
Happiness.
Look. Look. Every album I'm trying to die. The goal is
ego death every time that I rhyme. Trying to kill the false self, any pride that's inside. Destroy the places my reputation's trying to hide. Burn the lies in disguises, burn the past in the mask. Cause life can only survive when they find their demise. When I'm eclipsed, but I still keep my eyes to the skies. When my ideas die, then my mind is alive. Every album I've been trying to die. I'm denying suicide's what I'm trying to describe. Disappear the veneer, be clear about being down bad. Low key, that's the highest of highs. Kill the noise, music requires silence to thrive. Like the sun needs the dark to quietly rise. Like the spring needs the winter for the trees, for the leaves. So we breathe though we grieve, cause I'm trying to die like a seed.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
I just want to be the one to level with you. Take it to a place that would be better for you. Everybody needs a little something to do. I just want to be the one to level with you. When your body feels the bass, and it's time to play your part. You can feel it in your veins, getting closer to your heart. I could take you to a place that gets clearer in the dark. It won't get you out of the way, but it's a damn good place to